أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه، خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of the coming of Qiyamah, in which there is no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how He will resurrect people from the grave. Allah then spoke of the one who argues about Allah without any knowledge, without any guidance, without any evidence, without any kitab, any divine scripture revealed to him. And Allah speaks of the evil consequences that he will face in this dunya and in akhirah as well. When our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah al-Munawwara, people rushed around him to embrace Islam. But there were many from those who embraced Islam who were opportunists. And they saw this as an opportunity to advance in worldly interest and in order to gain material things. They realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very powerful man. And they felt that if they were to embrace Islam and become a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there was some worldly benefit for them. They would benefit from the victory, the conquest, and whatever booty and wealth would result from the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when a test befell them, and when some trouble happened to them, and they suffered some loss, then they would turn around and they would turn away from Islam. So these were opportunists, and Allah says about them, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. Ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah says, and from the people you will find those who worship Allah عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ meaning on the edge. They are on the edge. They are not genuinely in the fold of Islam. They are on the edge. They are on the verge. What does this mean? Allah says, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. This person is such, and his coming into Islam is such, that if some good befalls him, and he receives some good because of Islam, good here referring to material things, he earns something through embracing Islam, اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ, then he is satisfied with Islam, and he is happy. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ قَدَبْ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. But if a test befalls him and some calamity strikes him, in قَلَبْ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ, he turns his face, meaning he turns away from Islam, he is dissatisfied with Islam, and he expresses resentment towards the deen of Islam. Allah says about such a person, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He has suffered a loss in dunya and akhirah. Lost in dunya, why? He hasn't gained any material thing. He thought that he will gain much, and his whole objective was to earn the worldly things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has neither earned that through Islam, nor has he earned anything in akhirah. Because Islam is here, not here to enrich us in this worldly life. It is here to enrich us for akhirah and prepare us for akhirah. So Allah says such a person has lost the dunya and he has lost akhir. Can there be a greater loss than that? ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ مُبِينُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that type of loss is an obvious loss. It is a clear, manifest loss. There's no greater loss than that. يَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah says this person, he called unto others other than Allah. And those that he supplicates to, and those that he calls, and those that he turns to, مَا لَا يَضُرْهُمْ وَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُ. They can neither harm him, nor they can produce any benefit for him. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالَ الْبَعِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is an error. He has chosen to turn to people, and to turn to gods, and to turn to a direction that can neither produce any benefit for him, nor can it harm him in any way? Allah says that error is a error that takes a person very far away. ذلك هو الضلال. If you touch a ضلال, touch a misguidance, touch an error that takes you far away from the straight path. يدعو. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He makes dua and He calls out, لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه. He calls out to such a person, or He calls out for help and assistance. He turns to such a God who is more likely to harm him than to benefit him. Whoever he turns to, and whichever direction he turns to, will be of greater loss to him in the Akhirah than any benefit to him. لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what a wretched, what an evil, what a bad choice this person has made. لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى. What a wretched guardian he has chosen. What a wretched protector he has chosen for himself. وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرُ. And how evil is the company that he has taken. May Allah grant us understanding.